Welcome, this is Eric White Sky Cloud, and you're listening to my show called Between Two Worlds on bbsradio.com. And yes, I sit here out in the dark. I work as a paranormal investigator, which is a psychic medium. I have the ability to talk to people that are passed over. And the other part of it is actually I live here in the west coast of Canada, which is part of British Columbia. And I'm in the area of, say, Surrey, White Rock area. So I find it very comfortable in this area. I'm actually about a 5-minute drive from the ocean. And you take a walk out there in that ocean, enjoy the salt water, and clear your mind if you need to clear things. And that happens once in a while. And anyways, this evening actually is not so bad. It's cool. It's actually tamed down some. The weather sure has been blistering the last few days. Not snow, rain. We've had a lot of rain here. I think we're going to beat the record here in British Columbia, because apparently we had, back in 1982, we had about 330-some-odd liters of rain as a record, and apparently I think we're almost caught up to that by the end of November. We might end up breaking that record again. Anyways, for all of you out there who want to get a free complimentary reading, give me a call, and the toll-free numbers are 877-876-5227. Anybody got the pencil out there, or crayon, 877-876-5227. That's for the U.S. people. And in the Canada is 888-810-8322. That's 888-810-8322. We also have our international line, which is like the phone number is 530-876-3222. It's 530-876-3222. Actually, I have been getting calls from other parts of the world since I've been on this show, even previously before. I've had calls in from Australia and some from the Netherlands. So it's wonderful to hear and talk to people that are from the other side of the world. I mean, it's a wonderful thing to talk because, you know, if you look at their time schedule, they're upside down. I'm sorry, no, they're not upside down. I don't know how that works. They're about a half a day ahead of us, or sometimes a day ahead of us. And I just find it interesting that we all somehow, we're all in the same field, and the energy is really, really good out there. And now I'll let you know something about myself. I work as a paranormal investigator, like I said before, and I actually have the ability to talk to people who are passed over. I've been doing this for many, many years, and it's kept me busy. I haven't stopped, and I'm enjoying every bit of it. And in my work, I also do classes. I teach at my home, and I teach people how to use their skills if they also feel they're talented enough, and I'll find out if they do have talent, because spirit will let me know, and it's that feeling inside of you that gives you that interesting outlook of wanting to be part of it. Now, I also like to invite too, if anybody else is also a medium on that is listening in, I don't mind you guys calling me up, because it's wonderful to talk to other people that are in the same field as I am. And if anybody actually has a question, it doesn't always have to be a reading. You don't always have a question to ask, even if it's in the paranormal field. Now, other parts of that too as well. Okay, I actually work as a man. I'm an Aboriginal man.
Derek, I think we have a caller. Did you want me to beat them on or just put them? Or just let you know over the phone.
Go right ahead.
Beep alarm? You got it. Here they come.
I have a caller. What's your name? Where are you from?
Brenda. I'm from Detroit.
You're Linda from Detroit?
Yeah.
How are you doing, Linda?
Good.
How's the weather over there?
Where are you at?
Well, I'm in British Columbia, Canada.
Oh, I don't know. Might not be that much different.
You got rain over there?
Nope.
Oh, well, I never made a prediction yet.
Chilly. So, but I won't hold you to it. So what I'm calling about is I felt very inspired to just call and say I haven't ever contacted my father, who died when I was 3, and he's been the most influential person in non-physical form in my life for my entire life at age 55. and a better dad than he probably could have been in real life, in physical form. But I'd like to ask you if he has something he wants to say to me. If that's an appropriate question.
Oh, yeah, there's no problem there. What's your dad's name?
Lou.
Lou?
Mm-hmm. It's spelled L-E-W-I-S, Lewis. And he was known as Boston Blackie. He was born in 1902, and he owned several speakeasies, and Helen Hayes was in love with him, and we still have the love letters that she wrote to him.
Helen Hayes was in love with him?
Helen Hayes.
The actress?
Yeah.
Wow, my God.
He'd be 104 today if he was alive. So he was a very charismatic man, and he graduated college when he was 12, and he entered college when he was 9, so he had a very maladjusted life due to that. He was a champion swimmer and horseman.
Was he ever in acting himself at all?
Yeah, he was a trick writer in westerns.
That's what I felt. Okay. Okay.
And he was a very, very wealthy man from his family of blue bloods, but he deliberately took a year to ride with the hobos on the trains to experience life that way. So I hope I'm not giving you too much information, but also I felt moved to tell you all these things to see if you could make a better connection.
That I don't have to require, but I will say this to you. Thank you for giving me all this information.
Sure.
Normally, I want to say, I'm going to look for something here specific from your father that you don't normally know.
What was that?
I'm just asking him right now what he's going to tell me to tell you.
Oh, nice.
I want to say, now, was your father involved in the racetrack?
Yes.
I'm being shown horses racing around and around and around.
Yeah, he was an excellent gambler.
Okay, your dad is showing me this field, and he shows me the racetrack. Now, there's somebody who I feel, I'm going to say Sam or Samuel, who's
mm-hmm.
also connected to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also bringing up a specific, I want to say this, even though, he, like you said, he's kind of like a cowboy, but he had one specific horse that he was really fond of. He's almost like a Roy Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
He had a specific horse, almost like, I think he almost had a Roy Rogers type of horse, very close to the same look
mm-hmm.
when he was in his youth.
Mm-hmm.
Or he got involved with a specific, he must have known a lot of people in the time.
Mm-hmm.
Samuel, I got his name Samuel. Your dad's around this fellow by the name of Samuel. Now your father.
I don't know what the man's name was, but Whitey Ford was his nickname. That he always was with this man named. He called him nickname of Whitey Ford. His name could have been Samuel.
Okay. He's around him quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also bringing up this other woman, even though he had an affection for her, this other woman had an affection for him.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also saying, like, he's also around this woman. Your mom,
mm-hmm.
did they separate from each other?
Actually, she's a widow. He died when he was married to her.
Okay, they separated. Okay, as a mishap in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Your mom, had she passed?
Pardon?
Your mom, had she passed?
No.
She's still here?
Yeah.
Okay. What I want to ask you, or let you know, and I ask you, I want to tell you that your father still is around her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're also, I want to bring up seven. I'm not sure if there's seven children. I want to bring up seven to the family.
Okay, my mom had seven children.
Okay. This is how to prove to you this is who, that your dad is around her.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I'm also want to bring up, too, that there is... I'm not sure it makes any sense, but the month of May, and they're saying rodeo to your family. And
rodeo?
Yes.
My dad was born in May.
Okay. And also, he's, you know, your dad almost had his own TV show?
Mm-hmm.
He almost had it, but he never got it?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, he hung around with all those people.
But I want to say there are certain people that he said almost became famous. Like he was talking about the famous as far as TV, but he never got it.
Well, Frances Farmer was one of his mistresses. My mother was jealous of her, so at a speakeasy, my mom took out what she called a frog sticker.
She passed through a car accident, didn't she?
Pardon me?
Didn't she pass through a car accident?
My dad? My mother? Or Frances Farmer? Maybe. I think she had a lobotomy. She went insane.
Yeah, but I think it was also due to she had a car accident.
Could
I think there was an accident around.
Yeah,
there.
But it didn't have anything to do with my mom. But my mom did take out a frog sticker, which was a knife to say, stay away from my man, and then Frances left him alone.
Okay.
So there was a little bit of a relationship there.
I want to say that your dad also has a brother with him. I'm also shown a male figure with him, and I'm not sure if you had a brother that passed, but I'm shown here the brother that passed, and it actually is with your dad.
Okay, he did have a brother, and his brother did pass.
Okay, he's with them.
Okay.
They're like they're buddies. And who was actually the lumberjack, or almost like as if they actually were cutting down trees?
Who was that?
Is this your father or your brother, or your father, your uncle? Was he a lumberjack?
I don't think so.
Somebody shows himself wearing red tweed, and they almost look like they're in the forest, and they're cutting down trees.
Okay, I'll make a note of that.
Find out if that makes any sense to you, because they're showing me the lumberjacks, and they're also showing me the old trucks, the old semis that they don't look the ones like the way we have now.
I know exactly the one. I can see it.
Okay, and they're hauling the logs out of the forest.
Yeah, they're like 1902 giant things with big round bubbles for the hoods.
Yeah, I think your dad was somehow involved, or your uncle was probably somehow employed by these people.
Oh, I know he did many odd jobs, so that's very possible.
There's a particular, I want to say, like, reason I'm saying is because some of these are fondnesses of time.
Mm-hmm.
He shows me that he was actually the fondness of time, that was part of his time. And he's also showed me that to somebody who got a rocking horse, did you get one?
Yes.
He showed me the rocking horse they gave you.
Yes.
His fondness of memories of showing you on a rocking horse.
Aw.
And I think he broke it.
I broke it?
Did he break it.
The spring broke.
Yeah. I think your dad tried to ride it.
Oh, he broke it. I thought I broke it.
Did you break it or he break it?
Well, the spring was stretched out. I didn't know if I did it or how it happened, but I knew I got on it and the spring was stretched out.
I think it was your dad. He's letting you know that he broke the rocker. He was goofing around. And he didn't say nothing.
Uh-huh.
I think he stretched it himself. Okay.
Uh-huh.
He didn't say a word.
Mm-hmm.
Had, like, mummed it, you know, like he wasn't going to say nothing.
Right.
He's also shows me a book here, and I also want to bring up that either this book has never been written yet, and I think you're supposed to be writing this book about certain events that were supposed to have taken place that were never done yet.
That I'm supposed to be writing a book?
Yeah.
Yes.
To tell them the stories of things that have happened, events that have happened in the past. It would basically clear things up that would have never been clarified yet to,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say clear your father's name, but more like talk about historical facts.
Yeah, the name of the book I'm writing is called, well, I'll keep it to myself, but it makes perfect sense.
Does that make sense at all?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. It won't be long before you have this book out.
Thank you, I sense that too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I would say not in the next in a couple of months to have it seriously considered published.
Okay.
I want to say 2 years, but you're looking at even less than that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Uh-huh. So does he have anything he wants to say to me directly at the age that I am and the work that I'm doing?
The age that you are and the work that you're doing?
Yeah.
Whose birthday is it?
Whose birthday is it?
Yeah.
Not his and not mine.
No, okay, there's got to be an anniversary coming up because I mean, showing a cake and candles to his other birthday or anniversary. And to me, it looks like a giant, looks like a letter O.
Uh-huh.
Like, you ever seen the candles, how people would take a candle and they put letters on candles?
Yeah.
I'm getting a letter O on the candle.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure it's short for Owen or like it's O, like
okay.
Olive, Olivia. Who's this?
Don't know.
Okay, it's for someone who actually your dad knows, and it's someone that you know that he knows from the past.
Okay.
But it's just they just gave me a letter O.
Okay.
For Oliver, you know, not saying who, what male or female, didn't say that. Just showing it. And the candle that burns with it, because the candle is burning with the letter.
Mm.
And he's also I'm listening to him, and he's just standing behind you right now.
He's standing behind me right now?
Yeah.
Great.
Like, I'm looking at you, how I'm seeing you now. I'm not sure you're wearing glasses.
Yes, I am.
But he shows me you wearing glasses, and your hair is, like, a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
Past shoulder length.
Mm-hmm.
And he shows me how it's almost like you're spinning around, like you're not spinning fast, but like you're turning, looking up to the ceiling, like what's going to happen next.
I am in my office chair turning around in circles.
Okay. Your dad showed me you in the...
Okay, what
around.
Am I wearing? If you tell me, I'm going to have a heart attack or something.
Your dad showed me you spinning around. Sorry, I'm going with what I'm seeing.
Okay, so what do I have on? Ask him. It's significant.
Something significant.
Pardon?
You're looking for something significant from your dad.
Yeah, what I'm wearing.
What you're wearing?
What I'm wearing right now, because he's standing behind me seeing me do these things with glasses on.
I'm not sure if I'm able to see this is right, but I'm seeing something with floral colors to it.
What?
Floral colors.
Floral colors?
Yes.
Okay, what's the main color?
Oh, you're really getting details here.
Sure, why not?
Okay, let's try this. I hope I'm wrong. I'm hoping Rachel said not wrong. I think your background of your clothing is around cream.
Try a little harder. You almost have it.
Like creamy or white, but I also want to bring up the idea of seeing there's actually flowers on your clothing. They look like little roses.
Hmm. Okay, I'm being guided to ask you to adjust your focus.
Adjust my focus.
Adjust your focus and tell me what you really
need. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay, I hit my desk by accident.
That's okay. I didn't feel it.
My phone did.
Yeah, I know. So adjust your focus and tell me what those flowers really are.
Tell you what? Which what?
Adjust your focus and tell me what the flowers really are.
The flowers really are.
Mm-hmm.
Your dad's taking me away from the focus because he's making me horse race now.
He's making you what?
Your dad's making me horse, making me race. Like, I feel like you're on the horse as a child, and you are riding the horse like you're running with the horse.
I did that a lot in my childhood, but it was after my father died.
Okay, well, he shows me that this is what he shows me right now, that you're running with a horse.
Yeah, the horse ran with me. I was a little bit of a wild Indian.
Gee. What's Chukta?
What's what?
Chukta.
Spell that.
Chukta.
Chukta?
Yeah, I'm talking about actually the Aboriginal. It's a native band.
It sounds American Indian, a little bit.
Yeah.
Native American.
Was there Chukta in your family?
No, Cherokee.
Cherokee?
Yeah.
I think you better look again because there's Chukta in your family too.
Okay.
I'd look it up.
All right.
Because your dad said Chukta.
Okay.
Somebody. Actually, I have a female here now. She's coming through, and she's much older. Grandmother figure would say she's with your dad. Dad's mom. And she is, yeah, she's saying Choctaw. I think you better find out again because you got a mix.
Okay. I shall investigate.
Yeah. Honest to God, my dear, I can't see any further past your clothing.
That's okay. But does he have a message for me?
Those are his messages.
All of this is that he's just around me?
He's around you. He loves you.
Oh, I know that.
Pardon?
I know that.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute here. He did.
What's that?
Hang on. Would you say this? Are you sitting in front of a computer right now?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Your dad likes to play with the lights when he likes to get your attention.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or electricity that gets your attention. He gives you messages through just by being there, and he likes to make noise. Like he'll make a tapping noise, but his is through sound through you. Okay? It's more of a, like an audio.
Mm-hmm.
Dad likes to whisper in your ear, especially when you're sleeping.
Mm.
Okay?
Okay.
Or if you're awake, you have basically recognizing your skills as who you are.
Okay. Great.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All I can give you right now, my dear.
What's that?
All I can give you right now.
Well, that was plenty, and I sure do appreciate it. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
And I'm spinning around in my chair. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Wow. It's interesting how I was seeing her spinning in a chair. I wasn't sure if it was a chair or just standing up. I kept seeing her looking up towards the ceiling, and she's like spinning around with her glasses on. Not very often I do actually remote viewing, not especially details, but...
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, how you doing?
Good, how are you doing? What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Richard. I'm originally from St. Louis, but I'm kind of living in Ohio right now.
You're living in Ohio?
Ohio.
Okay, what made you decide to move from one place to the other?
I work on the road. I do construction, and it puts me in a town for 6 months or a year at a time, and then the next need comes around, and I go to the next city.
Okay.
I had a question for you as far as your last conversation was about a father that had passed. I wanted to ask about my father that had passed. I was 15 when I lost him. His life was taken short. His name was Fred, and this happened in Florida.
Okay. So your dad passed in Florida?
Yes.
Was your father connected to the military by some chance? Either being in the military or connected to the military.
I know his father was.
I got a man here standing behind me, basically behind you. I'm seeing this man in uniform. And it's almost like I want to be in... It's like I want to be in the American war, but I'm actually in another country.
Okay. I was from a separated family, and as I knew my father... Military was never an issue. So
okay.
If he was, it was maybe a short spell or something. His life was actually taken short.
Your dad's life?
Yes.
Okay. Was there, like, guns involved?
Was there what?
Guns involved, your father.
Oh, yes.
Okay. I'm talking about either, I'm not sure if it was a murder by being shown that way.
Yeah, he was killed.
Okay. Was your father involved with someone who was not good?
Yeah.
In a way, like mafia?
Yes.
Okay. I'm already seeing these things ahead of time. That's why I'm just throwing them at you. This is not a laughable thing, but your father's funny on the other side. The way I'm showing it from him, see, like I said, it feels like your dad's a soldier, but I think he's not wearing a uniform. Like I'm
He was always the center of attention, so to say.
Yeah. I don't think your father was that bad of a guy. I don't feel a negative of him, but he likes to joke around. He's not seeing his murder as being a negative thing. I want to say he's already come to terms with it.
Okay.
Does that make any sense to you, though?
Yeah, it does. My stepmom had a great need for him for a long time after his passing.
How long has he's been gone now? About 20 years?
I'm 43 now. I was 15 then.
Okay. See, about 25 years then?
Yes.
25, 30 years. Okay. You're 45 now.
I'm 43 now.
43 now, and you were 15 when he passed. It's almost like 20 some odd years. Okay. Yeah.
I'm wondering if there's any...
I want to bring up a child, a boy, too, by the way, for you.
Yeah.
You had a son that was born, but your dad tells me he actually loves the boy.
Now, he had two sons. I was the oldest one.
Which one's... Okay, he had two sons, which is you.
Yes.
Right? And you have two sons of your own.
And then he had another son with my stepmom.
No, I'm talking about you. Did you have a son?
Not that I... No.
You don't know?
No, when I was younger, we chose not to have a child.
Okay. Then he's got to be talking about the son that he loves, which is probably you. He said he just loves the son that he has. So it's got to be you then.
Okay. I did have a younger brother that was about maybe a couple years in age at the time of his passing.
Did your brother pass too?
No. He's still alive in Boston, but he's been in trouble ever since.
Okay. Why I'm saying this, because I feel like your brother needs to start behaving himself.
He's been told that many a time.
I'll tell you why. If he doesn't be careful, if he doesn't be careful, he'll be on the other side with your dad. And that one, I'm serious.
Okay.
Whatever he's doing, he's got to not do, like not behave. He's got to behave. He cannot do what he's doing.
It's one situation after another.
Who was the person that wanted to be the officer, a police officer in the family?
I've got a distant cousin that I don't really know, but I don't know if that would have a connection or a bearing.
But your dad, I'm being shown here a police officer in the family.
That's not ringing any chords.
Okay. I'm also want to say that somebody actually has a name, actually was either a Texas Ranger or wannabe Texas Ranger. Not a police officer in that way, but a Texas Ranger. Like, I'm showing a badge like a Texas Ranger.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That doesn't mean anything at this point, but okay.
It may have a significance to the story or the time in the past. It may signify something to your dad regarding your father. I'm not too sure. This one here is like, I'm getting spurts of it right now. If you were with me closer, if I had something to your father, I'd probably get a better idea. And I'm also want to say, was there something to do with a desert connect to your father?
No. No, we lived in Florida at the time, and him and my mom kind of had it separated. There was people around that she didn't want to be around. She took my little brother, and I actually left her that night, and he came back that evening when I wasn't there.
Okay. What I want to say is that somebody has a connection to family with the desert, and whether it's either Los Angeles, California, or like a California or Sedona, one of the two places. I'm showing very...
Southern California.
Yeah. I'm being shown the desert in that area. to me, I'm just seeing like an empty, like an empty highway, and there's just nothing but desert on both sides, and there's like, you know, you're almost like a, I'm not going to say cactus, but it's just...
Well, I've never been to his brother's house in California, but we communicate all the time on the cell phone. His brother's ex-missionary.
Okay. Because to me, it feels like I want to be there. Your dad goes there?
I don't know if he does or not.
In spirit, he does. Your dad visits the desert. He goes up in that area. That's why I was asking if you know anything about the desert. He's taking me out there for some reason. And who's Kathy or Catherine?
Well, there's two Kathys. My mother is Kathy, but we also lost my stepmom's older sister just a few years back, and her name was Kathy, and she was taken.
But she went by Catherine. Correct?
Yeah, I think my mother would be considered Kathy, and then Catherine would be
the other one.
My sister's older sister, Kate. Or my older sister.
Now, you're this mother, this Kathy, is the one who was married to your dad?
No, that Kathy, I'm not sure if it's my stepmom's older sister.
Yeah.
Who just recently passed, within the last few years.
Okay. I'm supposed to acknowledge you from these people. Okay. One for one that's passed and one for one that's alive.
Okay. The one that is alive is my mother.
Okay.
And my stepmom's older sister, her name was Kathy, too. And she just recently, within the past 3 years.
Okay. That early. Makes more sense to me. But she, I think she went for the name of Catherine when she was born.
That was
probably
my Catherine.
Mother. She chose Catherine. Like, I wanted to separate the Kathy from the Catherine.
Okay.
And I want to acknowledge, she wants to acknowledge you to tell the family that she's fine. But I also want to acknowledge the Kathy that's also there from her father's side and her mother's side.
Okay.
Okay. It's almost like, I don't want this person. Did somebody use a slang broad to the family?
The slang what?
You know how a slang word called broad?
My father.
B-R-O-A-D. Did your father use that language?
Yeah, he used
broads or
broad.
That make sense at all? Do you remember?
Vaguely. Again, I'm going back to when I was 15.
Okay. He's just using this name. It's like a slang word. So I guess he let you know that's his slang. His slang, if it's that way.
That's not really helping, though.
No. It's like I guess your dad's trying to show me, he's trying to give me he's trying to make me feel like I'm hearing his voice. You know, sometimes you can hear a person's voice, and I'm trying to let him tell me what he's trying to say. He's been being very polite here in spirit, helping a lot of, letting people come through to give you a message besides your father. But he tells me he's doing fine because I'm asking your dad again, and he says, I'm doing fine. He's laughing. He doesn't really look at this, his passing as being a negative thing. Like, he knows what the consequences were, but he's not upset. I hope this makes sense. He just knows it was...
On his part, yes. I mean, I know I was pretty... It was a bad time for me. It was a real bad time for me.
I know it was a bad time for you, but your dad's trying to... I guess he's trying to do is... He's not laughing at the idea that he died. He's just trying to... I guess he wants to say he wants to keep you happy and to let you know that there's no fault in this. He dealt with consequences and issues on his passing that had to be accepted.
Okay.
He said to me also, he said he was protecting your mother and you.
I would have to think that would mean my stepmom, because my stepmom was very weak after that. She pretty much still is.
Okay.
Now, I've also heard that when she's went and talked to other psychics and mediums, that he's been there a lot for her. I've never asked, and I've never required if he's, you know, checked in and watched over me.
Yeah. But my feelings are like, I feel like his passing was through protecting someone. Like, I want to protect family or protect myself, or like, I want to protect. His, like, that's why I kept seeing a badge. You know, to me it looks like a ranger's badge. Like, your father has a, like, a, it's almost like he got his badge of merit. He's being honored by some reason. Unless he gave his life for somebody else that was supposed to have passed. Like, I feel like your father may have saved somebody else's life.
Really, because this happened at our home. I don't know why that would be.
Yeah.
I know there were some people in our home at the time that was the reason for my stepmom leaving. She didn't approve of their being present at that time.
Yeah, but for some reason your dad is... it's hard to explain. It's like he was protecting. In a way, I wouldn't say he's protecting, but yet he... That's my feelings. I got to go with that.
Okay.
But he was
protecting. Is there anything that he's... can say about the path that I'm on, or where I've been, or where I'm heading?
Okay. Give me your first name again.
I just wanted a final question of, is there anything you can say about the path, where I've been, or maybe where I'm heading?
Let's see. Well, I'm being told here that you're on the right track, and I'm also seeing a hospital around you for some reason. I'm not sure if it's through the employment idea of it or that you're actually in the hospital for some reason getting something fixed regarding your body, medically.
Okay. That's not helping.
Okay. What do you do for work?
I'm in construction.
Okay. I'm seeing somebody in greens, not you, in something in greens. They're showing me here a hospital. It means that this is all to do with having to make sure that you take care of your health.
Okay.
Okay. And I feel like I'm going to the hospital. And that means that, not me, but I feel like you're heading there, needing to stop worrying about things that don't work for you. How do you explain that? Everything you desire will happen. I'm not feeling anything negative as far as a bad thing is concerned. It's more going to the hospital having to deal with an issue medically that you have. Okay?
I got an old disability from 20 years ago, but that really hasn't affected me lately.
It will come back. It may come back and haunt you. Probably it's something that was never finished or never completed. Something that was never done. I gotta go with that because I feel like I wanna see I'm standing outside the hospital going into the building.
Okay, now.
And who's Andrew?
A couple months. I was in a car accident that actually put me in and out of the hospital. Would that have something to do with just recently this past? Or?
Yeah, it's got to be because they're showing me like either you're, to me I feel like you're hospitalized, but you're, something's happening with your body, probably I'm not sure if it's surgery, but it's like you're I'm seeing going from the outside in the hospital, but you're coming out. But it has to be taken care of.
Surgery would have been a long time ago. That would have been about 20 years ago. But
no, there's something else.
Recently,
something
back
else.
In like around September,
yeah,
I was in a car accident. And at that point in time, things, I guess you could say, kind of mentally in my mind shifted. I was kind of at a crossroads again. And I had been at that same crossroads once before in my life.
Okay. I want to ask you this question. Who is Andrew?
I'm sorry?
Who's Andrew? Andrew or Andy?
I don't know who Andrew is.
Okay. Your father showed me like an Andrew. I don't know who he is. I was supposed to ask if he knew who this person is, but I feel like I want to say this guy has a briefcase in his hand. It looks like he's wearing a suit and a briefcase. Do you own your own business, or are you working for somebody else?
I'm sorry?
Do you own your own business, or do you work for somebody else?
I work for somebody else.
Why haven't you done your own business?
I did at the time, like 15 years ago before my accident, and where I got my disability, and then since then, you know, there was a progression of getting back on my feet, and then I got into sales, and the opportunity just really didn't present itself.
Okay.
It's been a thought that's gone through my mind as of recent.
I got a funny feeling. I want to say that you're going back into business of your own again. And it's like you're going on site. You're offering opportunity or services for someone, but you're actually yourself. You're not the builder, but you're offering services.
I basically sell and manage, and I don't do the labor end. I just basically manage.
That's probably what this is, offering services.
Okay. I actually see myself leaving this business shortly down the road and doing something.
Oh, yeah, you will be. It's going to force you out. Will you be able to do things on your own for yourself? There's a reason for it. Sometimes plans are made out that way. We don't know why, but they happen.
Okay.
That's how things happen. You'd be surprised what will go on your part. But I will say that's what I would consider is looking at that. It's a look at yourself. Your father is very proud of what you do, and he's very sorry for the things that he put you through when you were a boy growing up and what you had to deal with. But he's also letting you know that he loves you and he loves the family. And for everything he may have done in the past that was bad, he's trying to make up for it now, or has been for quite a few years now, and that's why he's around you. And now I need to find out. Did you have a sister as well?
I do, but not from him.
Okay. Not from him. Does he have a sister still alive?
No, just a brother.
Just a brother. Okay. I don't know. I got to go with this. I don't know if this makes sense. He says, "Say hello to the sister." To the sister, which means to the sister.
Okay.
I don't know, unless it's somebody, maybe she's a nun. I don't know. I feel like to the sister, because I'm asking if he had a sister or you had a sister, but he says, say hello to the sister.
Okay.
Sometimes these things don't make sense to us, but when you end up asking your family, it may make more sense sometimes.
Okay.
And your dad, was he ever involved in race cars?
No.
Who? Okay. Then it must be some sort of a toy set or whatever. You were a kid, racing cars. Did you have a race car set? Did your dad give you? Your father just said to me, racing cars. And to me, I'm being shown that vision of racing cars. Not professionally, but racing cars. Now, to me, it looks more like something happened in the past.
Racing cars.
Yeah.
No, as far as racing, I'm not feeling anything with racing.
Somebody in your family is going to marry an officer.
Going to marry what?
Someone in your family is going to marry an officer of the law.
Okay.
I have to say that. They just blurted it out to me. Boom.
Somebody in my family. Okay.
Yeah. I'm just told to say that. They just blurted it out at me.
Okay. All right. Anything else, or?
Just listen. Caroline?
I'm sorry?
Who's Carol or Caroline?
Caroline. I'm not sure who Caroline would be.
Okay. I would check it out. Sometimes if you don't have people that have passed, there are also people that you may end up meeting that are actually effective in your relationship, or you do go into a relationship that are going to be important to you.
Okay.
Okay. And I feel this woman here, Caroline, and this Andrew, most likely will be someone that these two people will be somehow you will be in touch with eventually, and will affect your life, not in a negative way, but affect your life that you'll start noticing some changes, even to help you, guide you.
Okay.
And there is more money coming your way, too, by the way, because I'm seeing, like, you've got a handful of money, you have nothing to worry about for the remaining of your years.
Hmm.
It means it looks like a pot of gold.
You know? Okay.
It's surprising when sometimes they get something that's a symbol, but it may mean something more to you than it will mean to me. But it's just a symbol to me. A pot of gold can also mean, like, some people say it's lottery. Some people say a bonus in the business you work for, or a property, or something that you maybe make an extra money. Because I'm seeing your eyes wide open, going like, "My God, I can't believe I'm making this much money." But you'll be well provided.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. You take care.
Have a good evening.
You too. Wow. Two different kinds of different types of readings. I do get very odd ones sometimes, and it happens. There are people like that out there that are trying to make contact with loved ones that have dealt with issues that are passed over, some very unusual consequences. I remember one time I had one. Oh, it was the worst, the most unusual one, is I felt I had no legs. I was talking to this couple, and I felt I had no legs, and I kept saying, "Your son has passed, but he has no legs," and she goes, "Yes." And my first thinking is, you know, military, but it wasn't. I said, "But I'm seeing him around so much water." I said, "I'm in the water, but I have no legs, but I feel like I can't feel him." She goes, "Yes, you're right." And I said, "How did he pass away?" And she said, "The shark took his legs." I went, "Oh, man, that must have hurt." I just, you know, that just caught me off guard. I didn't expect it, because you don't think of the shark. You don't look for something that's underwater. You're looking at the person themselves. Because in a consequential way, you're in the water. You don't know what happened to you. All you know is that you're in the water and something happened, is gone. And but her son did pass, but I was able to help her through and share with her that he was doing quite well, that he got his legs back. He was on his feet, spirit. So sometimes we have some really unusual ones once in a while in this work that I do. Give you the phone number, you guys, to let you guys know we have the phones that are open for the U.S., Canada, and international. Phone number toll-free are 877-876-5227 or 888-810-8322. And also international is 530-876-3222.
Well, before anyone calls in, I just, you know, I had to intrude, and my voice is a little rough, but, you know, Derek, it is an extreme, extreme pleasure to have you back with BBS Radio. I mean, I just wanted to let you know, and the audience, when you're gone, I miss you. I don't know, something about you. I mean, maybe it's you're Canadian and I'm Canadian, I don't know, but I think you have a heart of gold, integrity, strength, and character. And you actually give excellent readings. I've had people who I know call up, and you always are accurate. That's truly amazing that I've found. So I'm just, but that's not it. It's who you are. I mean, I just feel really glad to have you back on the air with us. And I apologize for my throat.
While you're trying, Don.
Yeah.
Don't hurt your throat too hard.
Well, you know, I'm talking all day, and I smoke too many cigarettes, and I got a bit of the crud my kids brought home here last night, so.
Ouch.
Yeah, everybody's down with it in the house.
I remember when I was a kid, my father, he used to say to me, if anybody used to smoke, he said, you know, most people, when you got a cold or a flu, you can't smoke. It's really hard on your throat.
It is.
Most of the guys would go out and they would actually get themselves mint cigarettes.
Yeah, sure, I've done that. Yeah, it helps the breathing. Well, you know, it was up to 4 packs a day when I was coming through the beginning of this year, and now I've backed down to 1.5, and it's still an unhealthy habit. I truly am looking forward to giving it up.
You will have... if you want to quit, now here's something. I mean, you read my book. I mean, in my book, it tells how I went through my near-death experience.
Right.
So how I went through my way of quitting smoking. I asked for spirit to help me and to let everybody else out in the audience.
The problem is I know I'll get what I ask for. See, I know I'll quit. And I don't know if I want to, because I know if I get down right to it and I ask for it, it'll be given to me, and then I'll be stuck.
Well, I'll tell you, I always tell people what you pray for, be careful what you pray for, because you never know what you get.
Yeah.
So any of you actually folks out there who actually knows what a sweat lodge is, I used to run sweat lodges.
Oh, yeah.
And what had happened was I had a little 10-year-old boy, and he participated in the sweat lodge with other people, and I told him that same phrase, you know, that when you pray for something, make sure you pray for what you want, because when it does happen, you'd be surprised. Well, little boy, he went in there with us, didn't say nothing. He was joining in and participated. We were done the ceremony. He came out and he walked up to me and he said, I'm not coming back to the sweat lodge anymore. And I said, why? He said, because I asked for $1 million and I never got it. Typical kids.
Typical, yeah.
So funny. We're looking for non-materialistic things, and that boy wanted $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
You know what my answer was for him? I said to him, yes, you will get your $1 million, but you'll get it before you pass away. And he goes, really? You know, like...
That's all he could hear.
That's all he could hear.
Yeah, that they're going to get it. Yeah, oh yeah.
You're born until you pass to an old age, you've already made your $1 million.
Exactly. Over and over and over, correct. That is correct.
That.
Yes.
If anybody says, I've always wanted to make a million, well, guess what? Disappoint you? You already did.
Now it's just the government.
Yeah. We just don't realize that.
That's right. Well, I'm going to let you close off. I love having you with us. And to our audience, you know, call in often when he's here for a reading, because he gives phenomenal readings. Anyways, thank you. God bless you.
Oh, thank you very much, Tom. It's been a pleasure. Actually, I really do enjoy doing radio with BBS, and I'm hoping that all the AM/FM stations will pick us up sometime. I'm sure they have. There's a lot of people that actually have interest in this, and I've gone into See, I'm on my mind somewhere else. Syndication is the word. So I'm hoping that we get picked up even more, and I know we will, because I got the strong feeling it's going to happen. I very truthfully feel that BBS Radio is going to be actually the biggest change in the market compared to most paranormal radio shows, and I'll tell you why, or most international spiritualist radios. BBS Radio has a huge signification of different varieties of people that are healers and alternative medicines, and right down to the basics, even telling you what's going on as far as events are concerned. But one thing I really do enjoy, I've done radio for a lot of years, not just internet radio. I've done AM radio for a lot of years. And I'll tell you this right now, guys. Having to have a radio show is the best thing going for you, because you can actually share with the public what really goes around and what comes around. And you'll start noticing that a lot of change takes place. But there's so many people come in and out, once in a while, into do radio, because people are not sure they can actually make it in this world, or they're not too sure how successful they themselves can be. But if you always wanted to become your own radio host,
radio personality. Don't be afraid. Just get on there and talk to people. Just say it the way it is, because it's coming from the heart, and you have to believe in truth, and truth comes from the heart. And you'll start noticing, if you go through some of the categories, I even have a lady friend of mine that I've encouraged her to come join us on the radio. And in the coming December, beginning of December, Reverend Barbara Leonard is going to be joining us, and she actually is the very first, she's going to be the very first on the Internet, a spiritualist chapel minister, and she'll be doing church services, spiritualist church services, on the Internet, as on BBS Radio, coming in the early beginning of December. I would be, if I were you, I'd look forward to meeting, to listening to her, and she also is a medium herself, and she'll also be doing interviews with people from all across the world. They're also into reverendships as well as other programs, and she'll also have a call-in program. And I've, as far as I understand, I think Barbara may even consider going to 2 hours, because she thinks this is going to be a huge, huge billing for BBS. Also, too, there's a lot of people out there. I really encourage them to continue on what they're doing and supportively, and I hope everybody else does quite well for themselves as well. I support you guys a great deal. I'm looking forward to chatting with the rest of you out there, too. Anybody wants to also call me. I also have a website, guys. It's www.whiteskycloud.com. And if you want to email me, it's whiteskycloud@yahoo.com. Now, White Sky Cloud is WhiteSkyCloud. Now, if you want to call me up for my to do a phone reading, I do the phone reading for 1 hour readings. I have them on my website. I do charge for them, but I mean it's worth your while. And I do have a PayPal set up, and you get to see and have a booth through my site, because you really enjoy it. I do a lot of paranormal work as well, so I'm always kept busy, and I really do enjoy doing what I'm doing. So, anyways, in the meantime, guys, I'm going to close. It's been a pleasure, and it's been a pleasure having a chat with Dawn again. And I know very well Dawn will recover very quickly, because everybody else is getting on his case, telling him to get better, because we need this guy to keep us going. If it wasn't for Dawn, we wouldn't have this radio show. Anyways, in closing, guys, you take care, and we shall talk to you next week on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time on Between Two Worlds. And I'm your host, psychic medium, paranormal investigator, Derek White Sky Cloud. Take care, guys. It's been a pleasure. I'm talking to you from the West Coast. Bye.